Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we are actually joined by a man who not only has been a broker, but has put himself in the firing line to actually do great things for bringing the industry forward in technology. His name is Jay Thompson, and he works for Zillow. Jay, tell everybody hello.
Hello, everybody.
You should know that Jay has been in most angles of real estate, and he used to live in Phoenix, Arizona, and now he resides where it rains all the time.
You know, it doesn't really rain all the time, though. It's kind of a myth. We use that to keep the Californians out.
And
I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't work. But Seattle is gorgeous, and when it rains, it barely rains. So, and right now it's summer, and it's perfect.
Okay, well, you know, you got to enjoy perfect while it lasts, because in real estate, perfect doesn't come very often or last very long.
That's a true statement.
So now, before Jay tells us his crazy story, Jay, I have to tell you the ground rules of my short episode podcast, which is you can't use F-bombs or GDs, because I'm a delicate flower and I don't like those words. And you can't name names or street addresses, so that if there's a guilty party involved, only they can identify themselves. So with that being said, I can't wait to hear what you've got to share with us, because you've got to have something good.
Yeah, I've got a lot of crazy stories. Most of my crazy stories as an agent and a broker, for some strange reason, seem to involve naked people. Couple of examples. I set up a showing for some client. This is years and years ago. And the seller said, sure, come on over anytime. I'm here, but I'll just stay out of your way. So we went over to the house. I knocked on the door, and this woman answered the door without a stitch of clothing on. I mean, nothing.
So you didn't go in the house and find her? She came to the door that way?
She answered the door nude. And I looked at my client. My client looked at me, and I said something along the lines of, maybe this is a bad time. And she said, no, I'm a nudist, and I'll just hang out in the backyard. So she trotted off to the backyard and laid in a chair, and we toured the house. We toured the house pretty quickly, though, because it was a little uncomfortable. The other naked story is, and I don't get the naked body thing, but it just happens. This, I had the seller, and we were setting up a showing for somebody else. And I had called and I said, we can be there at 1:45 or 2 o'clock, whatever the time was. And the guy said, sure, no problem. Nobody will be here. Just let yourself in with a lockbox and show away. So I opened the door and I just got this feeling, you know, that something wasn't right as soon as I stepped in the door. But, you know, I yelled out, realtor, we're here. Nobody answered. So we're looking through the house. And as we get to the upstairs where the master bedroom and master bath was, I hear the shower turn off. And I'm like, well, that seems odd. And sure enough, the owner, who's a really nice guy, stepped out of his shower. And as most people are when they take a shower, he had no clothes on either. And he walked out in the master bedroom, and there I was standing there with my client. And there the owner was standing there in all his glory. Apparently, he had forgotten about the appointment and had gone home and taken a shower right in front of us. So that was interesting. Gosh, I could go on and on about crazy stories. Some Zillow stories, because some people, I don't know if anybody would find that interesting or not. And they're not really crazy. They're actually kind of sad stories.
You can't do sad. No sad. That's going to be a different podcast.
No sad, because it really all boils down to personal attacks, some of which have gotten really...
And that makes my heart hurt.
It makes my heart hurt, too. But... maybe we should save those for a different story or a different time, or a different podcast.
Back to the naked people, though. Uh-huh. You know, I had the opportunity to teach and train throughout the country, and in every group of realtors, at least a third of the room will raise their hand if I ask if they've seen a naked person while out showing property. I don't understand this phenomenon.
I don't get it either, but it happens.
And they have no, I don't know what happened to modesty, Jay. Is modesty gone? But it's been going on for years, though, so I guess it's not a recent occurrence.
No, gosh, I think my two naked people stories were back in 2007, 2008-ish. So, you know, 8, 9 years ago.
What I really want to know is why the naked people are not the ones that ought to be naked. It's never the right people. You notice that too?
Oh, yeah. In fact, usually when I tell the story about the nudist answering the door, the first question most people ask was, well, how'd they look? And and let's face it, most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, don't look very good naked.
No, that is what clothes are for. Exactly. We were meant to wear clothes.
And that particular active nudist shouldn't have been walking around naked. It wasn't a pretty sight.
You know, I will point out, if you're a consumer listening to this, there's a couple of things that Jay said while describing his instances of running into naked people that will show you that it's not always our fault as realtors when crazy stuff happens, because he made appointments to see these houses. So these homeowners were fully notified that somebody was coming. They had authorized it. And so that happens. And the second thing you notice is, when he opened the door, he said he announced realtor when he walked in. I've been doing that for years because you just don't want to surprise people. And I think all realtors try very hard to do a professional job, even in light of a naked person coming to the door. I don't know that I'd have gone in, Jay. I'd have gone back to the car.
Well, you know, we thought about it, and my buyers really wanted to see the house, and we just kind of looked at each other and shrugged our shoulders and said, well, let's go. But like I said, it was a really fast showing.
So did y'all walk out in the backyard? Did y'all just let her be?
We let her be, which was unfortunate because my buyers had a couple of dogs, so the backyard was a big deal to them. And really, as it turns out, the fact that that woman, and I respect her right to be a nudist, that's her thing, if that's what she wants to do, but it probably, or very well, could have prevented the sale of her house, because my buyers, again, we bolted through the house, they didn't even want to think about going into the backyard, which again was really a really important feature for them to have, and they basically passed on the home. Now, would they have bought it had she not been lounging around naked?
We'll never know.
Never know, but it's certainly a possibility. And the fact is, it became an impossibility once she decided to practice her nudity.
Well, let's see. What else you got to tell the good people of interest in real estate world besides the fact that ain't none of this looked like HGTV?
Well, that's a good point. It's not HDTV. HDTV, I was going to say that's reality television, but that's not even reality.
It's just polished up.
Yep, that's a pipe dream. It's not always the agent's fault. And I think a lot of times agents feel like they get blamed for everything. But sometimes there's just a lot of crap that's out of our control. You know?
Well, we're dealing with human beings who are unpredictable on both sides of buying and selling houses, and we can't control the other party because we don't have contact with them. So I would say a measure of grace would be awfully nice to receive from not just consumers, but maybe the other realtors too, because those listing agents might have called you and hollered at you for surprising their clients, even though you had zero control over it. It might not have happened that way, but it could have. We've seen it happen before.
Absolutely.
So we'll just say put your clothes on if you're selling a house and show a measure of grace when you are surprised.
Put your clothes on. Maybe we should start putting that in listing descriptions. Please dress before showings.
Yeah, but CJ, that means you expect people to read all those listing instructions.
And I both know that doesn't happen.
Right. We're working on it, though. Professionalism, I think, is on the rise. A lot of people are focused on making real estate a better experience for every buyer and seller that is attempting it, and which has got a long way to go. But I think if consumers know what happens in the dark and dirty side of non-reality show TV real estate, they might actually understand how hard realtors are working on their behalf.
I agree. And, you know, as I'm still a realtor. My license is active. I don't actively sell anymore since I started working for Zillow Group. But it's a tough job. It's a brutal business. You know, there's a saying that I can really relate to, that I think every agent can relate to, that as a real estate agent, every day you wake up unemployed. And that's kind of frightening, but it's true. If you have nothing in escrow, you have no paycheck coming. I mean, I work for a company that pays me a regular paycheck every 2 weeks. And so I can plan and I know when my paychecks are coming. I know how much they're going to be. A real estate agent doesn't have that luxury. They don't get paid till the home closes, if it closes. They can put in a tremendous amount of work only to have a deal fall apart, you know, literally at the last second, and there goes their paycheck. So it's a tough job. And I don't think real estate agents get the credit and the respect that they deserve from a lot of people, because it is a brutal business.
Absolutely. And it's also why agents have so much empathy for sellers when deals crash, because to even a home seller, the money's not real until the checks have cleared, as we all learned when the downturn started.
Yep.
So there's both sides have to remember that nothing's guaranteed till it's over. And buyers know it too, because the banks pull loans at the last second and too many non-controllable pieces.
Absolutely. And as a broker, I used to tell my agents, you know, some agent would come in and say, oh, I'm going to get a paycheck. And I'm like, don't even say that yet. I tell my agents, do not count your chickens until the check is in the bank and cleared.
Yeah, we don't even say the closing table anymore. It's after the check has cleared your account, because, Lord, you got to wait for the feds to approve the deposit if it's too big, and we don't trust them at all. But
exactly.
Well, Jay, thank you for coming on the podcast. If anybody has any questions for you, either about Phoenix Real Estate, so you can point them in the right direction, or about Zillow Group and what they do in the real estate space, how can they find you?
The best way is email, and that's jayt@zillow.com. I do get a ton of Facebook messages, but that's a really not a good way to it's not good for business communication, because I can't forward a Facebook message. You can't set an out of office notifier. So email by far is the best way.
Well, I will include Jay's contact information in the show notes if you want to reach out to him and offer input, suggestions, questions, or just, you know, thank him for being an industry advocate. And if you are listening to the podcast and you're a realtor, broker, vendor, inspector, consumer who's had a crazy experience in real estate that you would love to get off your chest, we'd love to have you on the show. So shoot me a message as we continue our work in showcasing what real estate's really like and how so many people are working to improve the professionalism in this industry and the consumer experience. Jay, thank you for being willing to come on the show and chat with the people.
Well, thanks for having me, Leah. I don't know how crazy the story was, but it was fun to share.
I bet a lot of people will respond with their own naked people stories, and that's always half the fun, is discussing naked people when you're talking houses.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Leah. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Jay. Everybody subscribe for more episodes, and we'll see you next time. For joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.